Hey, folks, this is Jeff Walker, and I'm very happy to have Jason Potash on the line. Jason and I have been playing the most massive game of phone tag as we try to arrange this this audio for you, because Jason's the developer of this front-of-the-line software. It's very exciting stuff. It's very, very effective. And so what this call is about is just sort of describing the software just a little bit and then talking about a lot of the psychology behind it and the best ways for you to use it. Because as you'll hear, you know, if you don't use it properly, there can be some, you know, blowback from during your launch. So you want to use it right. So what we really want to do is drill in the basics of how it works, but also, you know, how and when to use it and why to use it. So, Jason, thanks a lot for coming on the line.
Hey, you're welcome.
You're really excited to be able to share this with all my people, and I know they're going to get a lot out of the software and a lot out of this call. So could you just give us a quick description of the product or of the software?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We'll get into a lot more detail as we go through the call and how to apply it and that sort of thing. And I think people will be real excited once they understand how you can use this thing. And, again, it's been proven many, many times. I mean, Rich Sheffrin's used it. Our good friend Dave Mizrahi's used it. I've used it on several launches myself, and it just worked like gangbusters every single time. But basically what this software does, it really gets your prospects, it kind of really stirs the emotional pot, if you will, and gets them really excited about the launch coming up. It builds anticipation. It pushes a lot of the psychological triggers that I know Jeff talks about, things like, you know, using social proof and scarcity to get people, you know, really in tune and engaged with what it is you're launching, and also paying attention, because there's so much noise out there on the internet. This really, you know, grabs them by the collar and pulls them into your launch and gets them to pay attention and be excited about it. And I mean, essentially, that's the overlying description of what this does. How it accomplishes all this is something we'll talk about. But before we get into a big detail about how the software works and that sort of thing, maybe it'd be helpful if I give people just a real simple example of how I've applied this the system and the software, and then we can sort of sidebar on various things. Does that sound okay, Jeff?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. I mean, Jeff and I will talk a bit about later on the whole story behind the software. It's an interesting story of how it came about, but basically, I mean, I went through several launches before I actually came up with this idea of the front-of-the-line free pass, or the psycho script, as I've kind of coined it recently. And basically what I wanted to do is I wanted to find a way to really first of all, get a sense, get the temperature of a launch. I mean, sometimes, you know, Jeff, you're going through a launch and, you know, you do the pre-launch and you've got an opt-in list, you've got some videos or content or whatever, and people go crazy. And then it seems like two or three days before the launch, sometimes there's this weird silence. It's like, you know, people are, you know, they're kind of waiting on the sidelines. They're anticipating the launch, but you're not seeing, like, massive comments on the blog always, or you're not seeing tons of activity because, you know, your partners are waiting in the grass to hit the send button on launch day. They're not necessarily hitting the send button two or three days before the launch. So I just want to get a gauge on what's happening and to really, you know, get a sense of the level of excitement and response and that sort of thing. And almost like, you know, using a cattle prod to, you know, to jolt some life in your prospects and to find out, you know, are they excited? Are they paying attention? So this whole idea of the front-of-the-line free pass came about it, and basically here's how it would work. Is, let's say you're going to be launching a product on a Thursday, for argument's sake. Usually on a Tuesday, I would send an email to people. It would say something like this, basically, you know, there's a lot of people that have been contacting us about the launch, and, you know, they're really excited about the product launch on Thursday, and I'm getting a little bit worried that we're going to have some server issues, like, you know, usually happens on product launch day, and I thought, you know, it would be a good idea just to give people who are really interested in this product, give them kind of a first mover advantage and give them a front of the line free pass, so that, you know, if you're really interested in this, we'll give you a 2-hour head start on launch day as, you know, as a token of appreciation and that kind of thing. And I emphasize in the email saying, you know, again, if you are, you know, pretty much you've made up your mind that you want to go ahead and order this, or if you're extremely, extremely interested, go and claim your free pass, let's say tomorrow at, you know, let's say 2 p.m. Eastern. Only 300, 400, 500 are available. That number will kind of, you know, depend on the size of your launch and so forth. But say it's 500. So we put the email out there, get it out to our list. People know that tomorrow they have to basically grab their front of line free pass. There's only 500 available. So that gets people paying attention. And you're kind of going through almost a – it's kind of a – the exercise is very similar to what you do on launch day, is you tell them, you know, tomorrow's the day or today's the day, pay attention. So I think it's conditioning people to pay attention, to react on your command, go through the exercise of claiming their free pass, and then on launch day, they're repeating the same exercise again. So it just becomes a little bit repetitive, and they get into a pattern of, you know, of clicking on your link and then going to the pages you asked them to. But what happens, though, is that the hottest buyers on your list who are, you know, genuinely interested in actually grabbing the product or service, they raise their hand in the air and say, hey, I want this front-of-the-line free pass because I am really interested in whatever you have. And the concept is very similar to maybe if you bought tickets to a live concert, a rock show, or whatever, you know, they always have this armband sort of a thing that happens where the day before, they say at 12 o'clock, you can get an armband, and only the first 1,000 people will get an armband. And people line up like crazy. And then, you know, you watch the news and you see this lineup, you know, all the way down the street because whoever, Nelly Furtado is playing or something, or whoever the latest, Justin Timberlake, and people are lined up. And when you see this and you say to yourself, my goodness, I mean, this is insane, the amount of people that want to go to this concert. I think internally it pushes a few buttons where you want it even more. Or you say to yourself, man, I really want to be at this concert tomorrow and get tickets because it seems like there's a ton of people that want to be there. That's sort of the mental picture I want people to have when they go to the front of the line pass page. And basically how it works is they go to a web page after I send them, you know, the email, and it's just like a regular launch. The page has a countdown script, or maybe it just says, please refresh this page at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So they hit the page, they're waiting, pushing the refresh button, or they're watching the countdown go from, you know, 5 minutes, 4, 3, 2, 1, bingo, the page goes live. And the cool thing is, when people start registering and grabbing their front-of-the-line free pass, which mainly requires them putting their first name, and we ask also for a country and their email address, it sends them to a sublist. And what happens is that when they go through that process, it shows them right on the page in real time who else has registered for their front-of-the-line free pass. And the powerful thing is a couple of really powerful psychological triggers here. Obviously, you've got massive social proof because, I mean, as you're sitting there in front of your computer, this page is filling up with names, with the first name of the person, and I think their last name initial, so it's like Jeff W., United States, and it's just filling up with all types of people all over the world, and it really is an eye-opener to see this page filling with names. And the cool thing is, and this has happened multiple times, I'm not making this up, I've had people email me and say literally, like, holy moly, I was sitting there watching that page, and, like, my jaw was literally on the floor because I could not believe how many people were jumping on this thing. And it almost becomes a spectator sport for the person that grabs their free pass. And think about the psychology behind that. You're ready to buy this product. You're a hot prospect. You've grabbed your front-of-the-line free pass, which means you're going to get a two-hour head start on launch day. You're super excited because you were among the first 500, you know, that could grab that. And that's also, again, a huge scarcity play there as well. Only 500 people can get their front-of-the-line pass or their armband to buy Justin Timberlake tickets tomorrow when they go on sale. It's exclusivity. You're getting, you know, special treatment because now you're part of the special 500 that, of course, you're putting on your prime list, and they get a head start than everybody else. So a lot of factors at play there. And more importantly, you are seeing the massive demand for this product. And obviously, if they're seeing this happen with a front-of-the-line free pass, they're assuming that on launch day, this is going to happen. If not, it's going to be even worse, the massive frenzy. And there's a couple of things I've done to really hammer this home. In some cases, I have taken screenshots of that front-of-the-line pass page, and I've shown them, you know, at the one-minute mark, we've got, let's say, 100 people, and then and a lot of times within 5, 10, 15 minutes, all 500 spots are gone. And if you can document that or even shoot a video saying, hey, here we are, okay, but we just went live, let's see what's happening, and then stop the video and then, you know, show them again at 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that sends a very clear message to all your prospects who are looking to pick up your product or service on launch day, especially if you have some sort of scarcity, limited time bonus, early bird bonus, only 1,000 available, or pulling it off the market in 2 days, because people know that they can't screw around because your front-of-the-line passes, they went so quickly. And I've used that 1-2 punch multiple times, and it's worked out extremely well. And as Jeff pointed out to me several months ago, what he loves about it is because we've all seen launches, you know, go down in a ball of flames because your server ends up, you know, getting overloaded, or something happens with connection, or a database craps out. I mean, all these things can happen. It's very real. It happens to massive companies. It happens to, you know, small, medium-sized companies like us. And it's one of those things where anybody is vulnerable at a certain point in the launch process. But if you're taking your most rabid, likely-to-buy prospects, and you're putting them in, you know, a special sub-list, and you're giving them a two-hour head start, I think that's going to take a lot of heat and you know, and load off of your servers by having, you know, those rabid buyers hit the site, hit the order page, go through the checkout process before you go live. And if you have any problems potentially, well, I'd sure like to have 2 hours to get my technical guys to get in there and work some magic before I, you know, I fall flat on my face in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people, and also potentially really aggravate my partners because they're mailing, you know, my offer and my link, and people are going to a web page that isn't coming up, or there's a technical issue, and that's kind of a bad way to start off the process. So,
right.
In a nutshell, that kind of gives people just the play-by-play of how I've utilized this very powerful system and script to really just, you know, prime the pump, as I said, for a launch and get people really super excited about what's to come on launch day.
So just to and that's a great overview. So just to underline what's actually happening when someone when you go to the page, when your prospect goes to the page, and say there's 500 spots in the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll go to that page, and at the top of the page it'll be, you know, some text, you know, enter your name and email address to join to get a front of the line pass. And then below that they'll see the first name, the last initial, and the country of all the people that have already joined the front of the line.
And the time, sorry, that's very important. And the time stamp, so that
okay.
You can see exactly when the page went live, and it's, you know, every second it's stamped.
And the page, as you're sitting there watching it, is updating in real time. You don't have to refresh it. And so you could be, say you hit that page and you're thinking, yeah, well, okay, whatever, the front line pass. And all of a sudden you're seeing names pop up being added to that list. And it's, and I think you put the number next to them, right?
So, exactly, yes.
So like they know there's 500 spots available, and all of a sudden they, you know, it's been live for 5 minutes and already 232 of the spots are full, and oh, there's 233, 234, 235. There's this huge sense of social proof and of scarcity and of urgency. And so, you know, I mean, then they want to put their name down. Then they get to see their name pop up there on that list. And, you know, as it goes on, you have this whole, I mean, I think when Rich Sheffrin did it, he had like 1,000 names.
He did, yeah.
And I mean, and it filled up within, I think it was under an hour. It was very, very fast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you'd sit there and you could look and see how fast it filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is proof that staring right in someone's face, you know, if they had any doubt that there was demand for this product, you know, and they know this thing's going to launch the next day, and maybe, you know, when Rich launched, I think he had like 100 total spots to sell. And he did a front-of-the-line pass with 1,000 spots, and people could look and see that this thing filled up in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that you can – I'm sure our listeners can grasp how that will take the energy of a launch and just put it on afterburner and, you know, completely change the dynamic and turbocharge what's going on. And that's what I like about this thing. It's like you say, you know, the way I've taught to do these launches is you gradually improve – or increase the momentum and the urgency as you go through the launch. When you're 3 weeks out, you know, it's all pretty casual and we got this thing coming. And then as you get closer, the intensity increases, the intensity in your copy, the intensity in your messaging, the momentum, the frequency all starts to build. But it's generally a nice, smooth build. And then if you can drop something like the front-of-the-line pass in when there's just one, you know, 2 or 3 days left before launch, it can completely all of a sudden be the game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people, you know, they're feeling your prospects are feeling this gradual tension increase and the momentum increase, that all of a sudden it's like, boom, it just jumps up to a whole different level with the front of the line pass. And that's what I really love about it. And, you know, as you mentioned, there's the added benefit of, you know, it can really help save your server if you take your top 500 or 1,000 most rabid people and give them an hour or 2 hours head start, then all of a sudden that takes a big strain off your server and gets your most important prospects into your server before it's going to go down. You know, if you're doing a big coordinated launch where, you know, all your partners would be mailing later on, or even if it's just you mailing your list, it's not like a huge ton of people all hitting your server at once. It's, you know, you're getting 500 or 1,000 people in early. So there's that added benefit, and that's a strong benefit. But what I really love is the psychology and the social proof and the way you can just all of a sudden turn up the heat and it right at the last second.
Well, what's powerful too is you really can't fake this stuff. I mean, if you have a ton of time on your hands and want to hire someone to key in 500 or 1,000 different names and countries,
yeah,
and then have some automated way to post. I mean, you know, come on. You can do that if that's – but, I mean, really, I don't think that many people think that you're trying to
install real proof
or something. I think what it does, it just really puts your cards on the table. Because let's be honest, people are often very skeptical and have their guard up anytime they see a marketer making claims, or, you know, they're always wondering, is this sort of false scarcity, or is this person just really trying to create anticipation and build this momentum, saying like, oh, we're getting tons of emails coming in, and oh my gosh, I can't believe the response, and I think we're going to sell out in an hour. Well, your people on the other end, like your prospects, they can't necessarily see that. They can't necessarily, you know, get a firsthand perspective on what is happening, you know, on the front lines with the launch. Obviously, there's different ways to do that with blog comments and that kind of thing, but if someone's just sitting there, you know, in the sidelines, just watching your emails come through, what this does is it really clearly demonstrates and gives them hardcore proof that here's the deal, here's what's going on. And the cool thing is when they come back to that page and it's full, it'll have a message there saying, sorry, you know, all 500 or all 1,000 frontline passes are gone. And then it leaves the names on the page there. So someone kind of comes and goes, oh, crap, I missed out. It's only been like 5 minutes since I got the email. And they scroll on the page and they see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 numbered all the way to 500. And they can see clearly based upon the timestamp that they can see the names came in like every, you know, 2 seconds or every second or whatever. So there's nothing you're trying to hide. And that also becomes part of the launch strategy, where it's an element of social proof. You can, you know, email your list and say, you know what, man, I'm kind of sitting here bewildered that we had 500 spots go within an hour, and if you missed out, I apologize, but I mean, I think this really just gives us an idea on the demand for this product. And you can phrase it your own way, but it really does clearly communicate to people on just, you know, the temperature of the launch and where things are at before you go live with it.
And so it's important, like with the software, a lot of the stuff, you know, you can pick the settings. Like you could, you know, I mean, there's, you know, I've got people, Jason, there's going to be people listening to this call who are going to do $1 million launches. And then there's other people that, you know, a $2,000 launch is a huge win. They've got 173 people on their list.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with the front of the line software, you can set what the number is for the number of people that get the number of passes available.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you have 173 people on your list and your own, you know, maybe you're selling some coaching service where there's not that, you know, there's only 20 spots available, you could set that front-of-the-line pass so that there's only 10 or 20 or 50 front-of-the-line passes available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you have to do this with – and you have to worry about filling up, 500 passes when your list is only 173 people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's all – you know, you can scale this up and scale this down, and it's very, very flexible in how you use it.
Well, the sweet spot is really, I think it's the time it takes to fill up the front-of-the-line passes. Because, for example, That's a good example you gave, was having 10. If your list is 173 and you've got 10 and it's some kind of a coaching deal, and for whatever reason you say, then look, I can only handle 10 and here's why, you want to fill up those 10 as quickly as possible. And I'll give you an example, is that we ran this the front of the line pass with a marketer, and I won't tell you who it is, and he said he wants to put the throttle to 1,500 people. And I said, well, you know, and I think he was offering like 400 spots or something, 500 spots for the actual product itself. And I said, you know, I said, that's a large number. And I think you're kind of really, between 500 and 1,500, there's a huge gap there. You want to try to keep it somewhat close. So if you say, hey, we had 800 people grab a front of line free pass, but we've only got 400 or 500 spots on launch day, they can see that it seems like more people want the product than there are available, and that's not even including partners mailing this and other people who didn't get the email. So people can kind of see that there's definitely higher demand than there is supply. But in this case, we had 1,500 front-of-line passes, and I think it ended up taking like 5 hours to fill. At that point, you kind of lose a lot of the sizzle and the momentum. It's like, I mean, imagine the email the next day. Wow, I can't believe it. All 1,500 spots were gone in 5 hours. Not that exciting. As opposed to, I've had launches where I got rid of 300 spots. I remember specifically with Content Composer, it was 300 spots in like under 15 minutes. It's like 12 minutes or something like that. And that's pretty impressive. You're like, you know, right. 15 minutes, bam. Done. Spots were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit of a sweet spot there. I want people to think about it, depending on the size of their list, how many partners they have, how much traffic and support they're going to get behind their launch. All those factors come into play. And if you don't, find that sweet spot, you could end up, you know, having the crickets chirping on your page because it's taken 5 hours to, you know, fill those spots and that kind of thing.
Right. Right. So let's go back and talk about like how the evolution of this and
mm-hmm.
and how you came up with it. And even then we can get into sort of like the first time you used it and some of the lessons learned there.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, what product was this? I can't even remember what it was originally developed for.
This was first developed for the Portal Feeder launch back in early December of 2005.
Okay. That was a while ago.
Yeah, yeah, and what I talked about this a little bit earlier in the call, but basically, I forget where you and I were at an event or somewhere kind of chatting about stuff, and that's where sort of the idea started to come about on this whole front-of-the-line pass thing. But basically, even going into the launch, I knew I wanted to do something a bit different as opposed to the usual type of a process. And really, what I wanted to emulate was, as I mentioned earlier, that armband type of a process you use when you're buying tickets to a live concert, where you get the first 1,000 people get their front of the line armband type pass. They can grab tickets when they go on sale. And the second type of a model I wanted to follow was the Macy's Boxing Day sale. I mean, and if you've heard stories about, you know, Macy's in New York, like there's just people lined up all around the block, and it's insane, and there's cars piled up, and there's cabs everywhere. It's just a total mess because people want to get a hold of the Boxing Day sales that badly. And I think, and we all know this, you know, you have a hamburger stand with nobody in line, and you have a hamburger stand next door with 10 people in line, you naturally gravitate towards the hamburger stand that has people, in line. It's just basic psychology. Even if the product is inferior, you see the lineup, you think it's good, it creates that inner desire and demand, and you want it even more. And I think that also applies with these type of sales and that kind of thing, because you can physically see the lineup, and you say, well, I want to be there, because the deals have to be amazing, because all these people, you know, want to be there. And sometimes they have, like, door crasher specials, or the first 100 people will get this Louis Vuitton bag for $50. It's worth $800, all that kind of stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. again, basic salesmanship, there's nothing new here. And I thought, how can I apply those same elements online, where online it's you and your keyboard, you don't see a crowd of people, you know, beside you and behind you waiting to stampede the front door of this website. So how could we create that type of an environment? So being a techie, I automatically thought about how we could utilize some software and that kind of thing. And then when you and I could start talking, the idea really just started to crystallize. And I think it was you that came up with the phrase. You said to me, you know, Jason, I'm thinking this is sort of It's like a front-of-the-line free pass. And you said, I like the concept of the free pass because it's obviously it's free. And then front-of-the-line, you know, gives them that feeling of exclusivity where, you know, it's like you're going to a nightclub, you know, and you always get ticked off at these people that go, you know, go in front of the red rope and they whisper something to the bouncer and they get whisked in the front door and there's like 100 people waiting in line in the freezing cold and you're like, what's the deal? You know, I mean, you know, that's a great feeling if you're the person being escorted to the front of the line. So I thought, right, let's give people that front of the line, you know, VIP treatment.
Yeah. And my memory could be completely wrong because it's been a while, but I remember sort of thinking when I came up with that term, of like in Disney, like where at Disney World, where I think you can buy your regular ticket in the park, but there's like some extra ticket you can buy, and then walk up to the front of the line.
That's right.
You know, there is some place where people, you know, you're standing in line for Spades Mountain that's going on for an hour, and all of a sudden someone walks up to the front and they just walk right in, and I was like,
you're right. Yeah, you're right.
It would be really cool to give someone that feeling of like exclusivity to be able to do that. And
you're right. That was an example you brought up as well. So it kind of all started to come together. And I just, you know, throwing some ideas around. And obviously, I value your input. You're your friend, and obviously, you're very knowledgeable in this area. The whole concept of how to put this together, I had some raw bits and pieces, but when we talked, it really started to gel, and it made a lot of sense. And I kind of went back to the Bat Cave. I actually ended up talking to my business partner, Mark Quarles, who, you know, can do circles around most guys I know in terms of coding, and he sort of made the magic happen and put together the raw, you know, framework of this front of the line free pass that we talked about. And there's a couple of things we use in terms of technology that helps us. We're looking into technical. One thing is called Ajax, which allows you to refresh that screen in real time. There's also another option we have, which is it's built into the software, so don't worry if your eyes are glazing over. The second option is it's a manual refresh, or when they hit your thank you page after, you know, putting their name and email in, on the thank you page it shows them all the people that have signed up. And we did that for a couple of reasons. Actually, for one reason, and that being that some people's, depending on if you're using a shared server or if the server isn't that strong, if you have a lot of people hitting that page, don't forget, it's refreshing in real time to potentially, you know, 20,000 people hitting your web page. Mm-hmm. That can bring down your site if you don't have enough server muscle. If you're only launching to 173 people, you've got 10 spots, no problem. You're totally fine. So once again, we've given you some flexibility that based upon what makes sense for you, how big, you know, this launch is, the amount of people hitting your page, and that kind of stuff. But, that's basically the story of how it came about and how, this whole concept became this software package that you'll be getting access to.
So let's walk through that first time you used it, because there's some good lessons learned there. Yeah. You ended up getting – I mean, you got some blowback, from, mm-hmm. you know, because of some of the things that – you know, the way it was deployed, but also is extremely effective in terms of, you know, turning up the heat on your entire launch.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because it's also important to, you know, it's lessons learned. And with this, with any, you know, anytime you're dealing with a launch, as you know, you have to be careful on how quickly you throttle it, or if you, you know, put the pedal to the metal too quickly. I find that it's not a bad thing if people are getting a bit agitated because either they want your product and it's gone, or they wanted the early bird bonus and it's gone. Those are good problems to have because, you know what, it just shows that, hey, you know, you've had every chance to step up and order this, and if you delayed for whatever reason, I warned you that this was going to go quickly, and it just, you know, it just proved your point. So having some people that are a bit ticked off is not a bad thing, I think, because it just proves that people are paying attention and they're emotionally engaged and involved in the process. And if they didn't care, they wouldn't, you know, kind of kick up a stink sometimes. So what happened with the first time I used this? Of course, I was super excited because nothing like this was ever done, and I thought I'm going to, you know, launch this this new concept into the wild with a launch and see how it works. And the fatal mistake I made, though, was that I didn't give people enough warning. And in particular, you have to understand that not everyone's living in North America like most of us are. A lot of people are overseas, different time zones. Sometimes, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here. It might be 2 o'clock in the morning for them. So they're not going to get your emails at the same time. Some people might get your email the next day in the morning, like 12 hours later sort of thing. And that's something I didn't really think about. I was just, again, overexcited about releasing this thing out to the wild. So what I did is if I recall, I told people something like, hey, you know, we've had a lot of feedback and people asking, you know, how many quantities are available, and we're excited about this. Can I just buy it now? So I thought, I'm going to give people a chance to get a two-hour head start on everybody else on launch day. And I basically said, hey, here's a page I set up. You can grab your front-of-the-line free pass and go here now. There's only, I think it was like 300 or 400 available. And once they're all gone, then they're all gone. You know, thinking, hey, what a great idea. I put it out there. And lo and behold, I think we ended up filling up all 300 spots in, you know, was it 15, 20 minutes, somewhere around there. Memory doesn't escape me right now. It was fast, though. It happened, you know, fairly quickly. And the next day, we got emails from people that were pissed off. They thought I was playing some game. They go, you know, what are you doing? I mean, this is just unacceptable. I didn't know about this. So, you know, I had breakfast, and I checked my email, and I found out that this Frontline Pass thing opened up, like, last night when I was in bed. Like, just people getting really angry. I mean, like I said, on the one side, it was good to see they're paying attention, and they were, you know, angry because they really wanted a Frontline Free Pass. But the fatal mistake I made was I didn't give people enough notice. And once again, this is almost like this is a mock-up launch, right? And a mock-up launch, people know the date you're launching, and usually 24 hours ahead of time, you give them a last-minute warning saying, hey, look, it's happening tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and you know you should be aware of this, but in case you're not, you know, here's your last reminder email from me, and they know it's coming. No one saw this coming. I mean, I think one person said to me it was like getting a shovel to the side of their head. They didn't see it coming, like, bang, there it is. And then they wake up and realize that, you know, it's over. So had I have taken that same email and sent it 24 hours prior and told them, hey, here's a, you know, crazy idea, and tomorrow at 2, 3 p.m. Eastern, it's going to happen, that would give everybody in the world plenty of time to get that email, you know, set their clock or say, you know, maybe I'm going to get up early because I want to get that Frontline Free Pass. And all is good. And when you do that, you don't get any blowback. But by just throwing it out there and saying, surprise, people don't like surprises of that type. So, like I said, I got some pretty serious blowback and accusations or, you know, you dirty marketer or, you know, this is just being deceptive and shady, all that kind of stuff, which, you know, I understand that I would probably also be a little bit ticked off if that happened to me. So yeah. That's a big lesson.
Yeah, because people are projecting, like they're thinking, if I miss out on the front of the line pass, then I could miss out on the launch.
That's right.
You know, so you've been building up for 2 or 3 weeks about this launch, and they're starting to get really excited about it. And now if they miss they're thinking I missed the front of the line pass, now I'm going to miss the product, and they get very upset. So it's almost, you know, you got to stage the thing just like you stage a launch, just like you wouldn't pop a launch on someone. You got to stage the front of the line pass, mm-hmm. Give them at least a 24-hour notice. So typically, I mean, a lot of times these front of the line passes, you'll end up doing that process either 24 or 48 hours ahead of the launch, which means 48 to 72 hours, you know, a full 24 hours before the front of the line pass. You have to tell people, you know, say, you know what, it looks like things are going to be pretty crazy on launch day. We're a little bit concerned about our server going down. We're a little bit concerned about people not, you know, being almost like a lottery to get these bonuses, to get these limited bonuses. So, and we want to give everyone, be as fair as possible with this. So we've devised this front-of-the-line pass thing. So you can now, you know, we're going to be releasing this tomorrow at noon. And all you have to do is go to the site and sign up. It's not going to cost you a penny. It's only going to cost you like 30 seconds to sign up for your front-of-the-line pass. That's going to happen tomorrow at noon. And then once you get the front-of-the-line pass, then on launch day, you're going to get a two-hour head start.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all you need to do. Just give them that, you know, that heads up, but don't drop it on them on the last second. And then Jason took all those arrows in his back for us.
Exactly. Thank
so
you.
We don't do that.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, something I want to mention that's also just another benefit of using this system is that, I don't know about you, but I find that as you're getting to the last two or three days into the launch. You've given them all your best content. Usually they've got some kind of a free gift or whatever it might be as part of your pre-launch. And the last two or three days, you don't want to just hammer them and just say, hey, 3 days left, hey, 2 days left, hey, 1 day left. Some people might say, you know what, enough, all right, I'm tired of getting the daily, twice-a-day emails from you browbeating me on why I should be ordering on a certain day. I mean, what this whole front-of-line passing does, it gives you a legitimate reason and an excuse to mail people without you just saying, go buy my stuff on Thursday, because we're launching. Because you don't forget, you're mailing them on, let's say, the Tuesday, saying, hey, in 24 hours, the front-of-line pass goes live. On Wednesday, you might give them, let's say it goes live in an hour, maybe you'd miss my email, just want to give you, a bit of a heads up. In an hour, the front-of-line pass page is going live, check it out. And then when that passes, you still have one more mailing that you can use, like a freebie mailing, which is a legitimate reason to contact them. And sometimes what I will do is I will pick a couple of random people from the front of the line list, and I'll say, hey, you know what? I feel bad. We've filled up all 500 spots in 10 minutes. A lot of people are disappointed and everything else. I'm going to go ahead and give away two free copies of my product. I've done this before, and you pick the two names, and then people are happy, and they're like, wow, he's so generous, that's great. It gives you another reason to mail, or rather, you can say to people, basically the subject can be like, wow, sold out in 6 minutes. And then in the body it says, I'm not Nostradamus nor am I a psychic, but I can pretty much tell you that because we went through all 500 front-of-line passes in 6 minutes, that on launch day, these 1,000 units we're selling are not going to be available very long. And you can go to the page and check it out, and it shows you all 500 were gone. So it just, again, it gives you a reason to follow up with them without just saying, go buy my stuff tomorrow, and don't delay kind of thing. And I find that sometimes that kind of just softens people up a little bit, because you're not just, ramming it down their throat, buy my product. You're taking the focus off your product and really focusing on the demand and the anticipation and the social proof of the front-of-the-line pass that you just went through as a way to, subconsciously implant into their brains that this thing is hot and is going to sell out in a heartbeat if they don't step up and make sure they hit the order page when you go live on launch day.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I teach is turning your marketing, turning your launch into an event.
Yes.
And so this is an event. It's newsworthy. It's something's happening. It's not a static thing. And it's even better, it's a spectator event. People can go watch this page. And it's pretty fascinating when you're seeing this thing fill up in real time. I remember watching Rich's when he did one of his launches and used it, Rich Sheffrin. And it's oddly compelling to sit there and watch these names pop up one after another, without doing anything in your browser. So it fits completely the definition of turning your marketing and turning your launch into an event. So like you said, those last couple of days you're coming down the launch, you're not, sort of limping into your launch just saying, it's coming. it's going to be cool, it's coming, it's cool. And now it's like you're like more of this, you're communicating news to them. And you're giving them something to watch, an event to watch, something to check out, something that's out of your control, that's, dynamic. And it's very cool how it fulfills so many roles in those critical 24 to 48 hours right before your launch. So let's see, have you used it outside of a product launch for any other, applications at all?
I'm trying to think here. I think I have a bunch of notes here we can go through just in terms of, I brainstormed a lot of different ways to use this thing. Mm-hmm. And the only other way I can think of is I believe that we had a software that we were giving away. I don't know if it was Orwell. I'm not sure what software it was. And we basically had it that you could see how many people actually downloaded the software, just to show you that there's a lot of people that have shown interest in this package, and they downloaded it, and just a way to kind of prove to people that this software is in high demand and that it's receiving a lot of downloads. And you could do that with any type of a digital product to have sort of a live real time counter, and also a page of people that have actually gone ahead and have downloaded the product, the free product that you're offering. And that's, I've probably just skimmed the surface. I mean, there's probably like a dozen different ways.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that your customers will probably put the thinking caps on and have some really cool ways to stretch this thing, far beyond anything I have ever imagined.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very, very cool software. And you've built, like, there's a whole sort of a control panel type of thing.
Yeah, we try to do is to make it very much kind of push-button easy because, when we've set up the script for other people like Rich Sheffrin or Dave Mizrahi and others, we've had to actually go in there, get into their web hosting cPanel account and mess around in there and customize the scripts and so forth. It does take a bit of time. And what I've tried to do in the software is to have you answer a bunch of questions, click some checkboxes and define some of the settings, like, how many spots are available with your free pass. Is it 50, 10, 500? And go through that process in the software, so when you actually click the finish button, it's going and creating these files for you. And, depending on if you have cPanel access to your website and so forth, you put in username and password, and we go in and actually create the database for you and help to automate a lot of that process. You're not having to go in there and mess around with a lot of stuff. So it really should be sort of a click type process to get up and running. The only thing you have to do really is customize the page. I mean, when you send your traffic or your visitors to a front of the line page, you might want to have your logo, if that's your thing, or you might want to have a blue background as opposed to the burgundy background. Maybe you like Arial font instead of Times New Roman. These are all window dressing, right? So we have a couple of basic templates we included in the package. And then, if you want to go ahead and change the web page, you can, or if you have a friend or somebody on Rent-A-Coder that can do that for $5, then, it's simple to do if you've got the skills or the time to do it. If not, it's an easy job to outsource.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm personally very much looking forward to seeing how all my PLF owners use this and report back to me, because especially, it's been used a couple times, not extensively in the internet marketing space, but obviously it's never been used anywhere else in any of these other niches, Jason.
Yeah.
From our conversations, I've got people doing launches in every niche you could imagine, and a lot you'd never think of.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be fun to see how they use this, because they can get very creative with this stuff. So I'm very excited.
Not the sidebar. What's neat though is that most of my customers and my prospects have been have seen the front of the line pass in action. And I haven't seen any type of a diminished response rate, even though I've used it, probably at least 5-6 times over the past few years on various lists and various products. When I'm promoting a new product that I'm coming out with, all my lists get, aware of that product, not just hitting one list. So they're all seeing it work with product A, and then a few months later, there's product B. They're seeing it happen again, and every single time I use it, stampede that front of the line pass page, and it usually sells out within, like I said, 10, 12, 15 minutes without fail, more or less, because there's a lot of traffic coming to those pages. So that's the cool thing. You can use it repeatedly within your market as well, and you have to worry about people getting, we've seen this, this is just a bunch of nonsense. It just works like gangbusters every single time.
That's great. That's great. Well, Jason, thanks so much for coming on and sort of explaining, the overall, the overview, but also, a lot of the psychology behind it and also the lessons learned. This is really great. I'm really excited to share this with my
Hey, you're welcome.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care, everybody.